The Ask Lou segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Hi, Mr. Fix-It. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I hope you had a nice weekend. Good Halloween. Good football viewing. All of that jazz.
Oh, my God. It was a great weekend. There was only one thing missing.
Which was?
Me not being able to attend the Thomas Jefferson, John Williams extravaganza on Saturday.
Brenda and I were driving in, and we heard your whole rant about that, which is, we look forward to that each year as much as Mr. Jefferson's appearance itself. It's part of the tradition. Lou complains that he's on the air until 10, and if the show starts at 10 at a theater outside of WGN Radio Studios, then Lou can't be there for it. So.
Right, exactly. No. Someday my ship will come in.
I did. As soon as I sent this to you, I started to regret it. But I said, Lou, you could do your show from the lobby. You're the great, hey, I'll pack my show up and take it anywhere. You do it from Europe when you're on vacation. So
I would 100%, we're going on the record right now. I would 100% do it in the lobby. The problem is if we do that, you're going to need a bigger boat.
What do you mean by that?
Need a really big theater. How many tickets do you normally sell when you do this?
900.
We're going to double it.
Why? Because you're there?
Well, we're just going to get more. It's going to be more of an event. And people are like, yeah, let's go do this. We'll go. We'll have breakfast with Lou.
Right.
And then we'll go do the show. And it'll be a whole big thing. It's not about me. It'll be even bigger event. So maybe from 900, we'll go to a, how about we, I don't want to oversell it. How about we go to like a place that seats 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's double.
This is exactly why I'm regretting having brought this up. And somewhere our boss, Mary, is pulling off the side of the road, if she's not already.
Right.
So Lou says that this is the best time of year or a very good time to be doing what, Mr. Fix-It?
Well, if you have an asphalt driveway, a lot of people want to reseal it. And with the cooler temps, lower sun, the slower drying time of the product, this is an absolute fabulous time to do, and no rain, you know, or little or no rain. So if you get out there, clean it really well. I would use you could use a pressure washer, but quite frankly, if you use just a simple cleaner like Crud Cutter or Challenger, mix in a bucket and a broom and kind of scrub your driveway and then rinse it really well, get it nice and clean. Fill in any of the big cracks you have with a crack filler that comes in both a caulk tube or big gallon jugs, depending on how big the cracks are. And then use a blacktop sealer over the top. There are good, better, best when it comes to buying these. The name, in my opinion, when it comes to blacktop sealer is a company called Black Jack. And you find a pair of sneakers that you don't care about because you're going to get stuff on it. And you pour it on, and you can either put it on with a squeegee or a broom, and you start at one end, and you get to the other end, and then you put a couple buckets with some orange tape, and within 24 hours, as long as it's not going to rain, you're going to have a really good-looking driveway that's protected from the ice and the snow that's coming.
Yeah. A lot of times you describe these easy-peasy projects, and I'm thinking easy-peasy for you. But this sounds manageable, Lou. I mean, messy, but
it's
painting.
It's painting. It's painting. It's like you're painting you're just painting a horizontal surface, really big horizontal surface, right? It's
Yeah. Well, Brenda has a pair of shoes. I'm sure that she wouldn't mind getting all scuffed up. Although, now that I think about it, we have concrete. And we have cracks, too. Is there an equivalent project for people that don't have asphalt but have concrete driveways?
So for the concrete, you do want to fill those cracks. And, the biggest issue with concrete is you want to make the repair look really good. And so there is a cementitious caulking that you can buy called slab, S-L-A-B, that's a gray color. And you can use that to fill those cracks and then use a putty knife to make it nice and smooth. But there isn't anything that's going to blend that in. In other words, you're going to fill the cracks, and you're going to see that they're crack filled, you know. But other than painting the driveway with a concrete paint, which I don't recommend, there's not much you're going to do. But by doing that, you're going to limit the ice getting in there and making the cracks even worse.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the salt doesn't help either, right, Lou?
Correct. It does not. Correct.
All right, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, you ready to answer some questions?
Yes, sir.
What do you do with the leftover asphalt sealer?
Well, it's a petroleum-based product, so what I would probably do is add something like an oil dry or kitty litter to dry it all up. And then once that's there, you could dispose of it in a landfill.
What's a recommended duct cleaner, your duct work?
Well, there's many different companies out there that do it. I don't have a personal recommendation, but the biggest issue is that you want someone that's not only going to use a vacuum, but they're going to use what's called an air whip through each duct to kind of loosen up what's there and pull the debris out. And so there's several companies out there. Look for the highest rated that you can that have been doing this for a very long time.
Please ask Lou what he thinks about spray-on roof for a temporary fix to replacing the roof.
It's a temporary fix. And what you have to ask yourself, and it's not a temporary fix that is inexpensive. So it's thousands of dollars. And so you have to put pencil to paper and find out if the numbers make sense. So, I mean, for the sake of argument, you know, every roof is different, but let's say it's $5,000 to spray this stuff on. Will it patch you and get you a Band-Aid for 4 or 5 years, but you still need a new roof? Sure. But now that new roof goes with the $5,000 you just spent 3 or 4 years ago.
Wonder if you were going to sell the house.
I think if you spray that on and you go to sell the house, that's a red herring.
Yeah. Red flag, you mean?
Red flag. Is there not such a thing as a red herring?
There is such a thing as a red herring, but I think a red herring means it's not relevant. I don't, Pete, we'll need to get a definition for red herring. I know what a pickled herring is. For Lou, what was that portable Craftsman tire compressor you talked about for $100?
The best $100 portable Craftsman, it's a tire pump that you can get at the hardware store. It costs $100. You can plug it in. You can plug it into your 12-volt adapter on your car, or you can use their 20-volt battery and use it as a cordless tool. It's by Craftsman. Just look it up. I'm sure it's on their website, and there's a bunch of different dealers, but hardware stores sell it, and so do some of the big boxes. Craftsman tire pump, $100.
Is it too late to put that flab concrete crack repair in?
No. As long as we don't freeze overnight, you're fine.
Question for Lou. I just had my furnace tuned up for the winter. It was suggested that I replace the whole house humidifier with a fan-powered system. Is this a good idea, and is it worth the expense?
Well, the fan-powered systems that are out there, the major one is April Air, does deliver more humidity into the home, and you have more control over it. So if you just have what's called a passive one, it's not that they don't work. It all depends on the size of the house and whatnot. It is expensive. I mean, installed, it's probably an extra $1,000. So that's what I just installed a new furnace in our home and put in a brand new April Air fan-forced system there. So I do like them.
Is it too late to do some touch-up painting on the outside of the house?
Most exterior paint can be put on down to 35 degrees, and just like with the patching of the concrete, as long as it doesn't freeze overnight, you're good.
Hello, John. Hello, Lou. The town came out to replace my sidewalk. The roots started to grow into the front yard grass. Is there anything that I can do to stop them from growing into that direction?
No, other than cutting them out, but then you may kill the tree. So,
if I may, Lou, that very question came up with Bob Bertog, and he said, if you cut the roots, that's a source of nutrition. That's how the tree lives. You got to deal with
it. Tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay. Lou, two plumbing questions. When my bathroom was remodeled with the new vanity and plumbing, the water drains slow. I've already checked under the sink to make sure it is not clogged, but in my opinion, it looks like when installed new plumbing, there's one too many loops in the trap. Is that possible, and would that be slowing it down?
It could. There should just be one J bend on the vanity. And so, you know, the way that's describing it, you know, you see those kinds of pictures on the internet, like, you know, plumbing fails where it's like this crazy thing. So, you know, the thing is that if you just replace the bathroom, but the plumbing in the wall wasn't replaced, if there is an issue with slow running drain, it's probably in the wall because all that piping is new. But if there are extra bends and turns, of course, that will slow things down. The other thing to check is if there's a pop-up, you know, on the vanity, make sure that that pop-up is up high enough, because if it's only a crack where it drains down, it can create a little sheeting action when you're using it, and actually the water slows down the draining. And so if you lift that up and then it goes down, it could just be that the pop-up is not high enough.
Let's take a call or two. Carol, you're on WGN with Mr. Fix-It. What can we do for you?
Thank you. First of all, I know you talked about repairing cement, but my garage has sort of turned into where the cracks are. Some of it has turned almost like sand. Is there any way to repair that?
Well, something like that, if it's a really larger crack and it's kind of deteriorating out, you can do one of two things. They can come and cut out those sections and pour new concrete, or if everything is sound, John and I both do commercials for different companies that do
use mine
finishing, and they'll come out and grind the floor. They'll make repairs to that, and then they'll put a two-part urethane epoxy over the top of it, which is unbelievably beautiful.
What's the name of yours, Lou?
Integrity Concrete Coatings.
Integrity Concrete Coatings. Does that help there, Carol?
Who did you use, Jen?
It sounds to me like that would be pretty expensive. Am I correct in that?
It's not crazy expensive in a garage floor. I mean, look, it's probably a $3,000 to $4,000 proposition. So, it's not free. But it does look really nice, and it's super easy to keep clean, and they'll put anti-slip, like a sand in there, so you don't slip and fall.
Yeah.
It'll look really nice. The thing is, if you have someone cut out the concrete and do all that, it'll look like patchwork, and you'll probably spend the same money.
Integrity is the sponsor Lou talks about. I talk about a company called Level 10. If we go quick, we can do one more. Nick, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Nick?
Yes, hello. I have a 20-year-old Genair double-door refrigerator with a freezer on the bottom. My ice maker stopped working yesterday. Could it be that the line is clogged?
I mean, it could be, but with 20-year-old ice maker, I would, you know, that it could be a clog. It could be something that's frozen. What I would try and do is I'd unplug everything, open it up, let it sit overnight to defrost. Plug it all back in. If it doesn't work, then you may need a new ice maker, and then you have to make a decision. Do I want to invest $300 in an ice maker on a 20-year-old refrigerator?
Thanks for the phone call. I've also found that if the water is shut off for a reason, like when Brenda and I leave our house, we turn the water off, and then we'll come back and the ice maker isn't working. And if you go online, there's a way to reset the ice maker, and it involves turning the ice maker off and then toggling back and forth a little bar in there and then turning it on. You would never guess in a million years that that's what you got to do. But if your ice isn't coming out, go online and see if somebody doesn't have a YouTube video for you.
At YouTube, it's an amazing place.
Yeah, no kidding. So too is Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Hey, buddy, thanks for helping us out today, as always.
Have a great day.